Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And don't get me wrong, man. I think people meant well in 2021. I believe there are a lot of people who said Black Lives Matter who meant well. They meant it. They understood what we were living through and what we were saying. But we always make the joke because it's not a joke. You remember that fleeting moment when Black Lives Matter? Oh, you remember the summer of 2020. D'Lo and Casey started in the summer of 2020. I'm not stupid. I don't know that this show would have gotten run if Black Lives didn't matter for that brief moment. But when you fake take a stand like that, there's a real activist that's not going to forget. There's a real activist that's going to remember, here's what you said in 2021. Nothing has changed. So why is your black ass here? Dave Robertson had no answer. None. Pat McAfee didn't even know what to do. Because they think that time heals all wounds, except for the people who are actually fighting for change. For the people who are actually fighting for a cause, time doesn't heal anything. Those people who are fighting in 2020 are still fighting today. The people who were a part of performance activism aren't. The people who are a part of performance activism forgot that there was a problem in Georgia. And shout out to that young lady. I don't know who she is. I don't know who she works for. I saw her tagged in one of the videos that I think it was from Awful Announcing. Young lady has like 400 followers. She's not like a social media clout chaser. She framed that question like an actual journalist and a reporter. And you can hear the rumblings in the crowd because people are uncomfortable with discussing stuff like that. But why are they uncomfortable? Trista Crick will be with us in just a second. Don't worry. Trista will be with us in just a second. But why are people uncomfortable? Because it's not in your face right now. What's different now than 2016 when Colin Kaepernick first took a knee? What's different? And I'm genuinely asking you, what do you think is different? Let me ask you, what do you think is better in what Cap was fighting for back in 2016 versus today? Then ask yourself, when was the last time you saw a player take a knee during a national anthem? Or take a knee at all? Or make a stand politically? All of these Breonna Taylors and Michael Browns and these brothers and sisters that have died over the last, we'll start in 2016, over the last 9 to 10 years. They were pieces of people's algorithm. And not just people on social media. They were part of Dave Roberts' algorithm. And I don't know whether Dave Roberts is proud to be black or not. I don't know anything about Dave Roberts outside of him being a manager, a player, and his accolades. And he's got a lot of them. But in 2021, he took a stand. And in 2025, his ass took a seat. Man, you can see, if you pay attention, you can see through this stuff. And I know there are people that don't like hearing this, and that's fine. But I'm not one of those performance activists. Now, I'm not going to pretend like I'm out in these streets either. I'm not even an activist. I will just tell you how I feel. And it's not performative. We talked about this yesterday when talking about the NFL and the NFL Players Association. My stance today on collusion and Colin Kaepernick and what happened with him is exactly the same as it was in 2016. Ain't nothing changed. Did nothing change in 2016 when people who were listening to me on 1140 told me I'd be better off dead, to tell me I wasn't worth being on the air, to tell me I couldn't hold a candle to Grant Napier? My opinion has not changed. It did not change in 2020 when Casey and I launched this radio show on this little radio station that most people didn't even know existed. And it certainly hasn't changed in 2025 now that we're the standard bearer for what sports media should be in this market. This is not for your algorithm. This is not performative. And when I see people with the impact that Dave Roberts has on people, forget what they said to us 4 short years ago. Yeah, man, I get offended. I absolutely get offended. Dave Roberts has to be better than that. Whether you consider yourself a black man in baseball or not, that is in fact what you are. And if you make that stand against voter suppression laws, stand on it. And he couldn't. And that's disappointing. Because I expect a lot better from Dave Roberts. And I'll take a pause right there to bring in our girl, as we will dramatically shift gears to bring in our girl, TK, Trista Crick. Live from Las Vegas, TK. Hold on, let me fix it. I got you. Oh, no, don't. Okay. Oh, no. No, there you are. There you are. TK, you look great. What's good?
What's good, guy? Where's Kenny? He's around. He's not.
I don't know where Kenny is. I don't know.
I heard you had an incredible rant right before I came on.
Yeah. I don't know if that was a rant, but I actually didn't. I had a note on what Dave Roberts said about Atlanta yesterday, but as I started talking about it,
I didn't see it.
Well, in 2021, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was supposed to be in Atlanta, and Rob Manfred said, you know what, we're not going to do that because of the voter suppression laws that were going into effect, or what is essentially the voter suppression laws that were going into effect in Atlanta. And Dave Roberts said at the time, of course, this is on the heels of Black Lives Matter, said at the time, you know, I would consider, I might have to forego the honor of being the National League manager if the game was in Atlanta. The game wound up not being in Atlanta, but tonight's is. And Dave Roberts is the manager, and there isn't a single voter suppression law that has changed. And I had a problem with Dave Roberts not standing on what he said 4 years ago when he was asked about it at a panel, and it comes across as performative. And I do not get down with performative activism. Activism is a thankless job in which half the people in this country hate you. And I'm not okay with people pretending like they're making a stand when they in fact are not. And I expect a lot better from a person like Dave Roberts, and didn't get it.
I'm right there. I mean, I'm right there. I've got nothing to add except for yes.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
That's a, I think, well, I will add something. I think performative activism was at an all-time peak like crypto back in 2020.
Facts.
And so, in fact, it made me feel so gross that I didn't want to do anything because I didn't want to be seen in the same lane as those that I knew were performatively showing support. So, like, when everybody was doing that black screen nonsense on their Instagram, I'm like, what's that about to do? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like, there are a lot of people looking like me, putting Black Lives Matter on their homes, like little, you know, whatever, little plaques or little signs outside, stakes in their yards, putting their little black screen on their Instagram to black it out for George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement. But the question is, what do you do when you see somebody black across the street and it's 10 p.m. at night? Like, what's really your energy about?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What is it when you get your nurse is black or your massage therapist is black? Do you go off of stereotypes or do you just come in with some sort of like, it's really how we treat each other as well. And so I see a lot of performative messaging that is not really in conjunction with real life.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I was talking about before you arrived. Gosh. But you are here.
We were keeping it light then.
Yeah, no, for sure. Again, you know, it again, not planned. Sincerest apologies. I had actually planned on talking about Paul George before you joined us because I thought you would actually get a good laugh out of talking about Paul George and the fact that he had to have a surgery before the season even
they
started.
They tried to sneak that in, didn't they?
Like,
stop trying to sneak in Paul George injury updates. And also the torn retina. Who had the torn retina? That obviously was not a torn retina. Jesse?
Who had the torn retina? I don't remember.
And now that you're saying it,
I remember, and it sounds painful, but I can't remember who had it. But the Paul George scope. And the idea, that Anthony Davis had the torn retina, the detached
Perfect.
Retina. That's what it was.
Detached. Come
retina.
On, dog.
Yeah.
Come on. It was Anthony Davis. And it makes perfect sense that it was Anthony Davis.
How? Paul George and Anthony Davis having procedures before the season even starts is just brutal.
It really is. It's so on brand. It's so 2020, so 2019, so 2018. Really? You know, it's like, can you guys be less of a trope of yourself? You know?
Well, hearing Daryl Morey or reading Daryl Morey or whoever it was say like, yeah, no, we expect Joel Embiid to be ready for the season. Like,
it's the same.
Bro, you don't
year,
know?
Every year.
Like, you don't know?
Every year it's the same. And I wonder, do these people that work for the team feel the same way that we do? Where it's just like, oh my God, here we go again.
They've got to.
Or do they dilute themselves? I ran in, by the way, speaking of diluting themselves, to all of the Sacramento contingency. We were talking about the Beam Team peak year and how we all went out in San Francisco. It was like 10 of the folks. Brendan was there. Some of the ops from Sac Town were there.
All right.
But they're nice people, but they know they're the ops.
No, nah, those are our people, though.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's really just Sac Town that's the ops, not the people who get paid from Sac Town.
That's right.
So that's what I told them. And so anyway, you look at, and they were asking me about the process of hiring Steve. And I was like, I just didn't like the way that it went down. And I don't think we should delude ourselves into believing that something is going correctly just because it's the team that we like.
The process of hiring who?
Hiring Steve.
Steve who?
Oh.
You mean Scott? Scott
no,
Perry?
Scott Perry. I'm on Vegas time. I have 3 hours of sleep.
I was going to say, if Scott I Perry. Didn't know better... I would, and again, I do know better, but if I didn't, I would think you had one of those legendary Vegas nights where.
I had a great Vegas night.
Okay.
I felt into bed at around 2:30.
Okay. All right.
And then
to be clear, our girl does not drink, so it's just merely the lack of sleep.
I'm struggling. It was 2 days in a row, too. I was out till 2 the night before, up at 5 for NBC. And so my words are not really there. It's not there. And I just didn't take a nap yesterday. I recorded something just now. Just got back into the room. Lost my room key. I've lost my room key, y'all. I don't even know people's names. I lost my room key 7 times already.
Oh.
In 5 days, 6 days.
Oh, that's...
I've had to go to the front desk. Well, I just leave it in the room. There's like 7 of these.
Sure.
And so, yeah. So it's just been...
And now those are all deactivated. So if you grab the wrong one and try to come back.
No, because I tell them it's in the room.
Just
in the room.
Oh, so they don't deactivate them. Well, that's good.
Correct. Anyway, so I am burnt.
Okay.
So burnt.
Well, that's a good Vegas experience. How much longer are you there?
I leave tomorrow.
Okay.
Leave tomorrow. Went to the WME party last night.
Of course you did.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It was always good. I didn't really put the effort into getting on the list. And so, you know, because that always takes like something. But I saw, almost called him Steve Barnes, Scott Barnes, Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes comes in and I see that. I'm like, where's he going? I know he's not standing in line with the rest of us. There's like a little like side entrance. Look at me telling on myself.
I love that Vegas is beating your ass. This is the best thing ever.
You can tell it's really destroying me because my tone is befuddled.
This is just a whole different Trista. Like, this is terrific.
And so I see him go into this other entrance, or I see him like headed towards that other entrance. You have to go out of the like mall area, and then there's like little like secondary. It was at Tokamadera inside the Aria. And so I'm like, I'm just gonna follow Steve Barnes, Scotty Barnes, and I just drafted off of him. I literally just opened the doors for me and Scotty Barnes, and I just walked in with Scotty Barnes and went to the party.
Oh, that's terrific. That's
they were at capacity, y'all. Mm-hmm. Nobody was getting in that party, but I was getting in.
And you did. And what types of thing goes on at an agency summer league party?
You know, the hardest thing about it is that you can tell. Guess who I saw? I almost took a photo.
Okay.
I almost took a photo. Who do you think I saw? If I give you one hint, Air Force Ones, who did I see?
Devin.
I saw Devin in there looking like a B2K boy. He had the do-rag on and the hat on top of it.
Well, he has to. It's better.
God,
it's okay.
It was so bad.
Anyway. I'm with you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
He had 30, though, in summer league, so I couldn't crush him too bad. Didn't say a word to him, but I wanted to take a photo for the chatty house. I sent you a photo, you and Kenny a photo of our girl. She came up to me, said, what's up? And so, but the thing that's weird is that you've got, like, industry people.
No, wait, was she at the industry party? Was she at the, oh my.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. She be, our girl, Lania be. Everywhere
she got in there, she was at the bar with her mans and them. Okay. And but the funny thing is, you've got like the industry media people, which there's not that many of, they don't really love us. So it's like Shams and Master Testifies in, which he gets kind of the VIP. I think he knows some agents, so they get him in. And he was like, how'd you get in here? You literally walked up and I was in the front of the line and the line was 150 people, but you're here just the same as me. I said, you know, when you have when you stand in the shadow of Scotty Barnes, anything can happen. And he just let me do it. He didn't care at all. He was just like, I'm just like with him. They walked me through into the VIP area and everything. Jalen Williams, fresh off his extension. He's parlaying. He's sitting in the little section by himself. The athletes don't really talk to anybody but the athletes.
That's the most predictable thing you could say. Yeah, J-Dub, fresh extension. He's just sitting there by himself. Like, yeah, that checks.
Yeah, just
that
sitting
checks.
There.
Yeah. He probably left before it got too late.
Yeah, he's just kind of sitting there. I think maybe like one homie is there. Who else was there? You know who I met? I'm spacing on his name because names right now are just eluding me.
Yeah.
I barely know your name.
That's fine.
And so it's okay. And I just had, I think it's Dave Tang, Dave Jason. Anyway, he was the one. I met up with Mike. I saw Mike Schmitz there, head of, like, pretty much the button pusher at the Blazers. And he's always so funny because he wants to know how I'm feeling about the team. Like, I was like, I'm in Portland now. I'm 10 toes down in Portland. I'm living there now. And he goes, but are you 10 toes down on us as a team and what we're doing? And I'm like, why do you care? And so anyway, we start talking about Tumani Kamara. And he's like, you know who you should meet? The guy responsible for finding Tumani Kamara. And I was like, yeah, I'd love to meet him. So he introduces me to Dave or Jason or whatever the guy's name is, because there's some generic white name. Awesome guy. Come to find out, he's a Dayton assistant coach, but was the Iowa State assistant coach that found Tyrese Halliburton and was the Murray State assistant coach that found Ja Morant.
Oh, my goodness.
What a resume. Yeah. Found the Thompson twins before they went to overtime elite.
Mm-hmm.
Was showing me photos of everything. He just wanted to keep the receipts. Told me an awesome story that I will share with you off the record about when Miles Turner divulged that he was not coming back to the team, to the Pacers.
Oh.
And what happened after that, which is really one of the more shocking revelatory pieces of info. He was with Tyrese when that happened. So I met him. He's awesome. I met the guy that was like the plug of Atlanta. He's like, I don't know what, I think he does something grassroots for another team, but he's like, I've been in Atlanta my whole life. You need anything in Atlanta, you come to me. And I was like, let me get your number then. He's like, well, let me see your Instagram first. Let me see how big your following is. I was like, okay, all good. But I think I didn't meet them at the WME party, but I met them at this Australian party two nights ago when I was out late, super late. If I wasn't an Atlanta Hawks fan before, and I've been loving what they've been doing. We know that, mm-hmm. right? We know
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I am certified now. I am calling Atlanta as a culture shift, as a movement. I am all in on what they're doing. And the people there are excellent. So I end up seeing Soms. He's out there parlaying at this Australian party. And it was for Dyson Daniels. It's for Josh Giddey. And it's like for this Australian Federation, right? So, and Soms is there. And he's like, yo, do you know my guy, BG? You know my guy, BG? And I was like, oh, I don't know BG. By the way, this BG character, I don't know him at the time. Fine as hell. And I'm like, oh, hey, da-da-da, blah-blah-blah. And he's like, yo, Tristan be cooking Joe Dumars. He be cooking New Orleans, da-da-da. And I was like, oh, are you in New Orleans? He's like, I used to be in New Orleans. Are you cooking New Orleans? And I was like, well, yeah, but I'm probably not cooking you because, like, you're just probably too far down the totem pole for me to cook. Turns out it's Bryson Graham, the assistant, the interim GM for the New Orleans Pelicans, who's now the VP of basketball operations at the Atlanta Hawks. Awesome dude, really cool, good dude, but I also felt so stupid. And but he was totally cool. He's telling, we were talking about it. He's like, yo, you get it, you get our vision, fam. Da, da, da. Young, he's younger than me. He's like 36 years old. It's crazy. They're young. So then this other hipster looking dude comes up, and we're all talking because he knows some of the same people that are like a friend of mine or a friend of his. It's like a financial advisor for athletes. And he comes up and it's loud in there. So he, you know, hey, I'm so-and-so. And I was like, you said your name is Austin? And he's like, no. And I was like, you said your name was Otzen? And he's like, no. And he's like real hipster, like big beard, like flat brim hat, like Carhartt shirt. And he say, I say, Otzen? And he goes, no, Anzi. And I go, oh, Anzi Salah, GM of the Atlanta Hawks. We chop it up for like 45 minutes. And he's also young.
This
like
all happened last night. This all happened at
two
the party.
Two nights ago at the Australian. Okay. Yeah, two nights ago at the Australian party. And we start chopping it up. And he's like, I was like, oh, yeah, I talk about the NBA. Like, I work for NBC. Like, I make comedy content. He's like, yeah, no, I watch your videos. I said, no, you do not. And he's like, yes, I do. Come through. Like, take my number. Anything you need. Come to Atlanta. Like, family. And I said, no way. You're going to roll out the red carpet for me? He said, yeah. And I said, okay, well, I'll stop calling Trae Young cotton candy buckets then.
See, that's all it takes. A little red carpet treatment, and Tristan will stop making fun of you.
And I'm off the haterade, Unnecessary shots will stop if you guys just do the right thing and let me in the building. Let me be the fan that I am.
Yo.
So they're awesome. They're what they're building. Think about this, because it's not just because they were nice to me. When do you ever see a role player have an event and the front office comes to support the role player for the entire event?
Yeah.
Never.
That's big time.
Nobody from the Bulls was there to support Josh Giddey, not a single soul.
Well,
you have the GM and the assistant GM at this party parlaying, like really supporting Dyson Daniels when there was a bunch of other parties they could have been at.
To be fair, Josh Giddey kind of just out there alone right now. He's in that brutal restricted free agent class that can't get a deal done.
I talked to him at the party. I talked about how we got into a little TikTok beef back like 4 years ago, and he was laughing about that. And
TikTok beef.
I was talking
crazy.
To some. TikTok beef is crazy. Do you remember in the beginning? You probably don't remember because you weren't on TikTok, but he had like a bunch of videos about how he was a ladies' man and a player and how he was dating all these people. And I was like, relax, Josh Giddey. Nobody knows you in the United States. Turns out he kind of was a ladies man. So
also
whatever.
Might have aged a little poorly.
It probably did. So anyway, I meet somebody that knows him. It's like very close to him. And I was like, yo, the Bulls aren't paying this man $30 million. You better tell your man to sign this contract. And we're talking about it. And Josh just pulls right up. What are we talking about? And I say, you in restricted free agency. You.
What? How did he react? Like, what did he say? Like, are these guys, like, are they, like, I'm so curious what someone like him, Jonathan Kuminga, thinks, just being, they're literally stuck in no man's land. This has almost never happened before.
And I think it's going to happen more. More and more and more, I think the restricted free agent market, you better sign that extension as soon as you can. Because once you get into restricted free agency land, anything's possible. You just might end up with your qualifying offer and floating out into the abyss as a free agent. Like I heard yesterday, Anthony Simons, like they're looking to flip him. They don't even want him in Boston.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, isn't he expiring? Like, why not keep him for the year while Tatum is out? Have a guy who can get you buckets and then it's over.
Speaking of the Celtics, I'm just unloading the clip. Sat at the bar, had an amazing time at the bar by myself. Met this father-son duo. Old man Rivers looks like Colonel Sanders out there. White hair, very dapper. He's sitting next to me. His son's sitting next to him. We start chopping it up. The dad's from New Zealand. Son was born and raised in New Zealand. And I'm like, oh, cool. Where are you living now? He's like, oh, I'm living in Boston now. I was like, oh, cool. What are you out in Vegas for? He's like, oh, summer league. I was like, oh, cool. What's your deal? Assistant coach, Boston Celtics, like the architect of the offense of the championship winning team. So freaking dope. We chopped it up for like 3 hours, just joking around. Like we were talking about like stories and how, you know, weird Joe Mazzulla is and how like, it was great. So it's been a really unique experience.
See, you've
met some great people.
You've got like that personality that makes everyone comfortable. Like they'll like come talk to you. Like someone will sit down and like, oh, what are you doing in Vegas? Oh, summer league. Oh, what do you do? I'm the commissioner of the NBA. Oh, cool. Like, let's talk.
Yeah, I was really embarrassed. I didn't know what Bryson Graham and Ansi Salah looked like by face.
Well, no. The fact that they're kept getting his name wrong is what... I'm sorry, what? Ansi? What is your name? No, that's great.
Ansi? And Otson? And he goes, no, Ansi. And I go, oh! And he goes, oh, yeah, you get it now. I said, how young? Like, you guys are young as hell, dude. You're freaking younger than me. And he goes, where are you living? I was like, I'm living in Portland. He goes, love Portland. I could be a barista in Portland right now. You put some tattoos on my arms and I am at Stumptown serving you cappuccinos. And I was like, this guy is the best, man. What GM in the league is self-deprecating in that way? I'm in on Atlanta. I'm going to be rocking with them this year.
Okay. So we're rocking with Atlanta. Are we rocking with anyone else after your summer league experience? What are you doing tonight?
I'm having dinner with the GM of the Pacers and director of scouting for the Blazers.
That's your guy, right?
Yeah, that's my guy, Chad Buchanan. So we'll have dinner tonight. I think it's a late one just because the Blazers play late. They play at like 7.
Okay.
So today's the only day we could all meet up. So I'm super excited. I met up with Ashley Battle, who's an assistant coach for Boston as well, but she's also a UConn legend. Mm-hmm. She introduced me to some of her former teammates that are working actually for Portland now on the like VP of strategy side. You talk about making people comfortable. I'm going to just tell you right now, it's an extension to men. If you don't know who I am and you're a woman in like a badass woman, like if I met Kara, and not with a cosign like you, I think she'd be highly suspicious of me. Just too casual. Just those type of badass women. They're like, yo, you're too comfy.
Well, to be fair, Kara's highly suspicious of everybody. So, like,
but I think those types of women are. I think it's like, I don't know you like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's a
very accurate assessment of a person you haven't met before. Very, very accurate.
And these women were as well. Asia Jones played for UConn.
Oh, I know Asia. That's my dog. Yep.
Yeah, she's great, but was like, let me check you real quick.
Well, not Asia. Asia's a very, like, she has a very, like, stern personality. She's not like...
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it scared me.
Yeah, no, that's her. But that's like her personality, like whether she loves you or doesn't know you. Like that is literally Asia's personality. I met her not UConn, but the Connecticut Sun. When Kara played for Connecticut Sun, Asia was there. Asia was the basis for my contract negotiation, for Kara's second contract negotiation, because she was coming off of an injury. And she got a fully guaranteed contract for like the next 4 years. Like that was their girl. They loved her. They tried to lowball Kara and like put all of these, you know, restrictions into, you know, like, oh, if she does this, plays a certain amount of games, she'll reach the full deal. Like, no, you just signed a player who missed more games last year than Kara did. You're going to sign her to the exact same deal or we're not having a conversation. And that's how I learned to be an agent.
I need you as my agent. Yeah, I need you as my agent for that.
You big time. Working in the W back then was easy. There was a very, look, Kara is an all-star. She is an Olympic gold medalist. She is a max player. Like, there is no discussion. It was like being an agent for LeBron James or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Like, you're a top player. You're a top player. Kara was a top player, and if you're going to talk to me like she's not, we're just not having a conversation. It's a lot more nuanced now, and now, you know, all she had at the time was the W. I did Nike. I did a couple of other, like, smaller endorsements like that, and then she had the TV agent. And now in the W, it's a whole different monster because you could get a deal your freshman year in college that lasts you for the next 20 years.
Yeah, it's wild. So Asia checked me. I gave her a hard time about the Norm Powell trade with the Rocco trade where Blazers got bag of chips back.
Yeah.
And she was like, we're not doing that. Mm. We are not doing that. I said, really? Because I think it was a bag of chips. And she said, we got a trade exception back. I said, what do I care about a trade exception? What did we get for the trade exception?
She said
Jeremy Grant because Damian Lillard wanted him. And I said, and what good did that do? Well, he's gone. Jeremy's still on the team. We getting rid of him. He's here until he's not here. Not giving you any intel, basically. I was like, oh, man, this is a tough crowd.
It's just her. That is 100% her.
I texted her, like,
so
hello,
funny.
Like, this is Trista. No response.
Yeah, that's fine. That's hilarious. That is
I'll keep on her.
Adventures.
I'll keep on her.
This is the only, I care nothing about Summer League. The only reason I want to go is to just hang out with you for 4 days.
No, but like we would crush. That's why I think next summer we would just go to the arenas. We'd go through the wind, walk around, like people you know that I don't know, people I know that you don't know. We would be a dynamic duo. Bring Katie. She could be in the room going to the spa. Fountain Blue Spa is apparently incredible. There's like a snow shower. There's cold tubs. Hot. Let's just talk about it, you know?
Okay.
Because you would just like... I would call it Friday through Tuesday.
Okay.
For Thursday, Friday through Tuesday, go to the WME party on Monday night and be out the next day.
All right. We'll start thinking about next year. I actually love Vegas significantly more than I ever realized I do. I love go. We were this close to taking, like, we've talked ourselves out of it, but I didn't plan, like, Cowboy Carter is there next Friday. And I'm like, yo, let's go. And then we're going to Disneyland the next day for work. It's like, hey, let's go. Let's go to Cowboy Carter. Let's go to Vegas for one night. And then kind of cooler heads prevailed. And it's like, nah, we don't need to do that. It's fine.
You could have seen Nas as well.
See, that's so did you go to that?
I did. It was all Illmatic with the orchestra.
Yeah.
Nas in a full tux. And
dapped up LeBron as LeBron walked up.
Yes, and AZ was there.
Okay.
He brought AZ out. Legend from New York that they represented and like
Sugar
did
Hill,
stuff
baby.
On the first album.
The Firm.
Yeah, he said that AZ was the only person that he could get to do a song with him because he was such an unknown. So AZ was the first person to agree to come onto a track with them. He talks about how he wanted to be a rapper and he felt like he could use his voice to sort of shift where the world is going and the narrative about what we talk about and really change. He's got very grand aspirations about what rap does for society and humanity. And he was incredible. Talked about certain songs and how they didn't clear the Michael Jackson record that like put him on the map.
Oh yeah. That makes so much sense.
We didn't clear that.
That makes so much sense because Michael and that group, they were not clearing records back then.
Mm-hmm. And so eventually Michael was just like, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. It's cool. And that was his first, you know, first song on MTV. And as soon as he got in front of the world on TV, that really changed everything. And his career took off from there. So it was pretty much every song on Illmatic. And it had like a storytelling component to it. All I could think about was how much you would have loved it.
Oh, yeah. I would have absolutely loved that. You text me as soon as you bought your ticket. And I thought, oh, man, that's a cold one. That's a cold one. I love
Nas. That's a cold one.
Yeah.
Me too. And you remember, oh, man, this is Nas. This is why I love him. And you put him back into the top five again. Because I think he's kind of dropped off my top five. And then you hear him perform Illmatic with this 80-person orchestra, which is just beautiful and great. And visually, they use all this imagery behind them. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, he's top five. But his cadence, his flow, his sound is so unique. He's so iconic. He's so special to me as like an aspiring rapper. I even realized, my cadence is, it has taken pieces of Nas.
Yeah, you have
You
have a very New York cadence when you rap. It is, mm-hmm. it is heavily, heavily East Coast influenced.
Yeah, so it's next year we'll have to do some summer league together.
Who is your favorite rapper of all time?
Probably just of all time, it's probably 90s Snoop, just because that was so impactful to me. Okay. He's not the best rapper, but he's the most fun, party, get Trista into rap at 5 years old rapper. Mm-hmm. Doggy Style is probably my favorite album.
Okay.
Of all time, and it's like the most ignorant one, but like great. And then I love J. Cole too. J. Cole Born Sinner is a top five modern album for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And I can't put Kendrick there. Like, I can't put him in my top five because outside of this album, this is the album that I wanted to begin with.
Sure.
You know, with all the hits on it.
Sure.
We have some hits here and there. DNA was fine, but I'm not circling the block for To Pimp a Butterfly. That's just too avant-garde. You're too good. You're playing around with stuff. It's just not enough on the beat. I can't do it.
So we were talking to Cole Kushner earlier. He hosts the Dissect podcast, and we were actually talking about the differences in music. Like, obviously Drake and Kendrick is a thing over the last year and a half, but they are two very definitively different ways of making music. You talk about Snoop and Doggy Style and how that's easily his best album, but it's also like trash. It's the trashiest. Mm-hmm. And like that in, you know, juxtaposition to Illmatic, you feel like you're talking about two entirely different genres of music when in fact you're just talking about hip hop. And sometimes, you know, Drake wants to make the hits and make everybody dance and make the ladies swoon. And Kendrick wants to make a book. He wants to make a record and he wants to make an album that you have to think about. And it's not that one's right and one's wrong. It's just a different way of making music. And what do you appreciate more?
And for me, I'm going to use music based on my mood. Mm-hmm. And there's just very, very often am I in the mood to get into that headspace where Kendrick wants to bring you. Music to me is like, yes, lyrically, I want the lyrics to be there, right? I want them to open my mind. I want them to storytell like Nas and J. Cole are so good at. But I also want to feel good. Mm-hmm. And Kendrick, outside of this album, because Kendrick makes me feel amazing on this album. Mm-hmm. So many hits, so much melody, so much everything's hitting on. But before that, it's like, man, this is especially the album that he had 2 times ago where he was like screaming back and forth with that girl. And it was like a domestic violence situation.
Yeah, we cried together.
I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to listen to this more than one time. This is traumatic for me.
It is like it's a heavy album to listen to. The funny thing about GNX being that departure from everything he's done in the past, and this has really turned into a Kendrick Lamar episode, but the funny thing about the departure is in that album that everyone that's got TV off and Squabble Up and Luther and all of these joints on it, he writes a record from the perspective of Billie Holiday and Jimi Hendrix. And then he writes another record. He ends the album with basically a love song to his pen. And it's like he
still... And guess what? And just give us a few hits, and then you can do whatever the hell you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Give us 6 hits and do 12 songs that are in your own vision, and we will love you forever. That's the model.
Luther was far bigger of a massive hit than I imagined it would be. That record has turned into something I didn't predict when the album came out.
Same. And it, even though it's sort of like low tempo, it's just so airy, watery. Mm-hmm. It flows mm-hmm. so well.
It's perfect. It's a perfect song.
A good space. It's yep. perfect. The composition's amazing. Yeah. SZA's been put to, and I've always loved SZA, but SZA's now skyrocketed in terms of like R&B success. I just love collaboration albums. We're going to talk about how problematic this album is, but one of my favorite trashy collaboration albums.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
These are Jay-Z and R. Kelly, Best of Both Worlds.
Yes!
Yeah.
And there are some songs on there where you're like, you listen to them back in 2025 and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Man, you guys were in it.
Yep.
You're telling on yourselves here in the song. And they're just up.
Yep.
And so I want more collaboration albums.
Who you got before we let you go regroup, maybe get a nap in? Caitlyn versus Sabrina.
Well, here's the thing. I was hearing online chattering, and I can't wait to go. NBC's got like a box, and they're gonna.
Where's
they're gonna
oh, it's out. In Indiana. That's okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So yeah, I mean that's why I'm not really talking about it. But I think because of the fever of it all,
it'll
be great.
For sure.
I've never been inside of Gamebridge before. Like I've never been to a game at Gamebridge. I've only stepped inside the like just the halls of the arena. Because you can actually walk in, you don't have to have a ticket. They have, it's like almost mm-hmm. like a museum, and then there's the arena mm-hmm. after, so it's super cool. So I'm excited about that. But everything that I see online is like, well, if Caitlyn loses this, are you guys ready to admit that she's not the GOAT and she's not that good of a shooter and da-da-da-da-da? And it's like, but y'all aren't thinking about the opposite either. What happens if she wins?
Mm.
What happens if, like, she's just been selling on that little hamstring just for this moment alone, and she dominates? Where are we going from there? What is the fever pitch, and what is the conversation around that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a prediction, but it's going to be one hell of a three-point contest.
I'm locked
Could
in.
You imagine?
This will be exciting. No, this is going to be really exciting. Yeah, this is good stuff.
I mean, we don't even care who's in it. It should just be like Steph versus Sabrina. It should be Caitlyn versus Sabrina. That's it. Like that's it. No, everybody else is just the Jackson 5 members that we know are not really the
Tito,
stars of
Jermaine,
the show.
Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, ain't nobody worried about you guys. Yep.
Also, wasn't Tito? Tito was a bad dancer, wasn't he?
Yes. It was awful.
Yeah, there's some bad dancing on my Jackson
terrible.
5.
Yeah, awful. Go get a nap. Go get some rest.
This injected.
Oh, there you go.
Life into my veins.
Okay, I'm with it. Well, we love you. Enjoy the rest of your time in Vegas.
Also, have a great day.
You too, TK.
Okay.
All right.
Talk soon.
All right, Trista Crick, live from Las Vegas. Woo! Vegas got TK. I'm here for it. We'll come back. We got Jason Jones in about 30 minutes, and we departed for a while, but we will get back to the Sacramento Kings. Developing young players has always been a shortcoming for Sacramento, and we're kind of riding high with the way that these guys are playing in Summer League, but what's that mean for the upcoming season? We'll talk about that next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Major League Baseball All-Star Game coming up at 4 o'clock. If you want to tap into that, what a busy day has been here on the show. An extended conversation with Cole Kushner, the host of the Dissect Podcast. And, of course, Trista Crick. Trista, boy, Vegas beat up our girl, man. I ain't seen her like that before. Of course, still energetic. Still told some amazing stories. See, that's the thing. TK been trying to get me out there to Vegas with her for what, like 2 or 3 years now. And while I'd love to do it, I don't think all of that stuff would happen if I was with her. Like if we're out, we're rolling together, we're in these streets, we're doing whatever we do. Like she can't slide in with Scotty Barnes at the party. She got a RSVP, me plus one. Like, I don't know that all of these people are going to come over and talk to her the same way they would if I was there. Like, I feel like I would ruin Trista's whole experience if I went to Summer League with her. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. She said, y'all, Katie, need to come out with me next year. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go out to Summer League next year. I'm going to start working on it. Well, I don't know the dates. I'll find out if the Summer League dates for next year have already dropped, but next year going to be the year. I'm going to be out of Summer League with Trista. And I ain't doing a lick of ESPN content either. I'm just going to be out there having fun. Whatever videos Trista makes, we'll just collab on them and throw them out there. She makes great social media videos. Like her social media stuff is so good between like her and Katie. I have so much to learn about, you know, social media. I survive so much off of the reels that they make and show clips that go to the show account and all of that. But it's there's a reason that companies pay like their social media managers like six figures now. It is such an all-encompassing job that requires so much work. But Trista is absolutely terrific at it. And you see that, like that happens a lot when people see her. You know, she's talking to someone. They're like, no, for sure. Like, I saw your social media you know, post. I saw your TikTok videos. I saw whatever. Like, that happens to her a lot, man, because she makes great content. If for whatever reason, I assume you're listening to the show, you long been following Trista Crick. But if for whatever reason you're not, go do that. And stick around, because Jason Jones is going to join us coming up. The professor, Jason Jones, is going to join us coming up in about 25, 30 minutes or so, just about 3:20. Our man Jason Jones will be with us. Of course, the Sacramento Kings, they'll play their next summer league game tomorrow at 12:30. That'll be a little bit different of an experience for us, as we'll be on the air. We won't do a full watch party like we did for Serbia and the United States, but we're going to be watching and we're going to be talking about these guys. Unless, of course, that we hear that Neek ain't going to play or Devin ain't going to play or both of those guys aren't going to play. I'll be interested to see what happens to Maxime Reynaud, who missed yesterday's game because of soreness in his right wrist. Like, I would like to see him continue to play. I'd like to see him play at least one more game. I don't know that I have a big, strong take on whether these guys continue to play. I would love for the Sacramento Kings to win Summer League. I wouldn't be heartbroken if they didn't. I like what I've seen so far and am happy with it. And if that continues, man, salute. Great. If not, like, that's fine too. I think no matter what happens, whether it be tomorrow, Neek continues to play, whether Maxime comes back, whether Devin continues to play, I think opinions have probably kind of been formed. And barring these guys playing another three games and just completely, you know, collapsing, I think most of us who wanted to see something from Devin Carter this summer did. And should feel, you know, you don't have to feel good, but you feel positive about it. For those who were really high on the Maxime Reynaud draft pick at number 42, yeah, you definitely feel good about what you've seen so far. Even if you weren't big on that pick, even if you were just like, oh, man, that big kid from Stanford, French kid. Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, I think you feel good about what we've seen so far. And then you got the Kings moving into the first round of the draft to land Neek. And, like, Neek has been terrific through the first three games. I don't think anything that happens tomorrow or beyond is going to change anybody's mind. What happens now is you start to do these mental gymnastics where you try to figure out, all right, I like Neek, I like Max, you know, Devin, I think of the three guys, you know, the three potential rotation guys that we're talking about, Devin is probably the toughest one for Kings fans. He would probably have to do the most to get, like, people really bought in on the idea of Devin Carter being a rotational player for Sacramento. And it's not completely to the fault of Devin Carter. It's partly the makeup of the roster, something that we have discussed extensively this week and, of course, in previous weeks. But the question now becomes, okay, how do these guys work into the rotation? How do these guys get actual minutes against actual NBA players with other NBA players in meaningful games? And that is going to be an interesting thing to follow this upcoming season. I think Neek and Max probably have, like, a spot. Like, I'm talking like an easy rotational spot. Neek playing minutes at the backup three for Zach LaVine feels easy. It doesn't feel like there has to be any finagling, any crazy work, any, hey, let's move this player to this position. I know they're better at this position, but let's move them over here. That doesn't feel like anything you have to do with Neek Clifford. It feels like you could run them essentially as your backup three. Max is a little bit different in that, like, could he play the backup five to Domantas Sabonis? Absolutely. Or it feels like right now that he could. Nikola Jokic is a little bit different. Anthony Davis is a little bit different than what he's facing here in Summer League. Doesn't mean he can't do it. It means he's facing a significantly higher caliber of opponent, facing a significantly higher caliber, with all due respect, of coaching. who are going to recognize right out the gate, hey, man, this kid can stretch the floor. He can shoot the three. We need to be aware of that. We need to be aware of when they're trying to open things up for Domantas Sabonis or open up the lane for Malik Monk. We need to be aware of all of these different things they're doing because he could do something on the Sacramento Kings that no one could last year. Now, Domas could absolutely shoot the three, and Domas would absolutely willingly shoot the three, but he would almost always shoot it in a specific instance. It was when he was looking to facilitate the offense, if his defender backed off him and that shot was right there, he'd shoot it. I feel like it was rare, and I'm sure we can look these numbers up, where Domas would stretch out, you know, Domas would leave the paint and head over to like a corner and take a three there. Or try to stretch the floor on one of the corners. It felt like Domas, and I know this isn't true. But it feels like Domas took all of his threes from the top of the key. From straight ahead. Again, I know that's not true. But running through, just in my head, the Sacramento Kings offense and when Domas is shooting threes, it was never pulling defenders out from the paint. It was always, he was already up there. Whether it was in transition, a slow transition, whether it was on a fast break, or whether he was the guy who was getting the team into their offense, it felt like he was always there. Maxime Reynaud could do something a little bit different. And that could clear space for Domantas Sabonis. It could clear space for other guys as well. And he's a threat to shoot. So it feels like whether it's as the backup five or even moments as a backup four with Domantas Sabonis on the floor, I feel like that's absolutely realistic for Maxime Reynaud. And I didn't really know, you don't have to go that far back. Go back a couple of weeks, some of our conversations after the draft. I didn't really know, all right, I get it. You say he can shoot. You say he could do all of these different things. You say he could stretch the floor. You say he's comfortable with the ball in his hand. Like, all right. I was like, well, kid was taking 42. Like, let's chill. But so far in summer league, he's shown, oh, man, he can hit a mid-range shot. He can score on the block. He can hit a three. Okay. That opens things up a little bit at that four position, in my opinion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.